Hi, everybody. Well, it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, Christian Lightship Healing Program, and here we go. This is the date, which is the 27th of May, 2017. So I'm going to clear that for you, and just sit back, have a wonderful show planned, and go into the Lightship, probably around maybe 20 minutes before the hour in that time frame, basically. So here we go. Let's clear the date for everybody in case you're connected to last year's date and all the ones previously, throughout time even. Here we go. Oh, let's see if your body has some relief from releasing this date. Releasing it now. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Here we go. That's released. Now we're going to energize the light beams on your monitor screen, computer screen, or if you have a cell phone or something. So here we go. And you may actually just watch them change here before your eyes. You're going to feel more energy coming out of the picture that you have. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That's about maybe a number 4. On the website, we have like from 1 to 20, I think, on the whole lifetime emotional clearings for the intensity. That's about a number 4. So that's a little bit above normal. So let's now help you out with a situation going on in your life, emotional, physical. Bring it up right now. Think about it, and I'll release that charge on that one particular situation that you're looking at, one timeline being released, what you're tuning into when you look at it is that timeline. So here we go, releasing that from you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll turn it over to Ann. Ann, you have everything going now, ready to go, got your voice all in tune and makeup on and everything else, hair done. Else?
Yes, I do, Ron. I'm all glammed up, just got that hairspray on and everything. So welcome, everyone. And, yes, as Ron said, it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, which means we have, in addition to the wonderful healings Ron just did for us, an opportunity later in the show to request a physical healing from the Creation Lightship doctors. So you'll want to prepare yourself a bit for that so you know what to ask for out loud, or you can write it down. And also you can request rooms that you might like to visit. We've already gotten some room requests, so that's great. Thank you. It makes it fun and, you know, more interesting for everybody when we go to some different rooms each week. And you can send in those requests or any other questions or testimonials to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat link on the BBS radio station page. And I wanted to say, Ron, it's so wonderful of you. Every show now, you clear the date. And I just wanted to suggest if you ever have a day, because for most people this show's in the evening, at least in the U.S., it's afternoons or evening, and you just don't feel right in the morning or something feels off, I suggest clearing the date on the natal barcode and simultaneously on the alien keyword intercept, because there's often things going on that we're unaware of that are connected to the numbers of the date. And you can just put them in without any spaces in between. You can write out the day of the week, the day of the month, or rather the name of the month, and then you can throw in the planet that controls the day as well. For instance, today is Saturday, and the planet that typically controls the day Saturday, or used to for us, hopefully not anymore, was Saturn. So today, I wanted to say that, Ron, we got a listener wrote in last night and said, it is 4 a.m. here in the UK. I get up to listen to your shows, and you're worth it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I hope that that lovely person is listening tonight, because that tonight is the show. Because of the live visit to the Lightship, I always recommend you know, even if it is the middle of the night where you are, get up and and listen to the Saturday night show. So today we had a wonderful live healing call. It was 2 hours long, and Ron removed energetic shackles from us. And I just wanted to share a couple of things that happened on the call, Ron. Well, I don't want to bring back too much to people, but you went through the whole body, and I believe someone requested a chastity belt removal, which you did for men and women, just in case men might have some form of that too. And then I know you started with our heads. And you did our nose, you cleared our hair, you cleared our tongues, of course, hands, arms, wrists, all the different body parts. The feet, I remember you saying, was quite a heavy one because we probably had a lot of, you know, shackles at different times. You removed shackles from other people, and you released a Native American thing that they do with the chest, and I don't want to get too into that either. But I just like to share a little bit of what went on because I know a lot of people fall asleep, and then they feel like, oh, I wonder what happened. But don't worry if you fell asleep. That's fine. You got all the energy. And then, of course, some people were on absentee. So if anyone wants to write in about how they feel now or how they felt during the call or if a particular body part was strong for them, we would love to hear from you. So let me read some of the testimonials that came in, Ron. Someone wrote, I was able to experience a deep sense of relaxation. It was interesting that you mentioned Native Americans. I know they have walked our property. I found an arrowhead a few years back. My area is known for many Native American settlements and battles. Thank you for the clearings today. Okay, and another one. Hello, Ron. Just a few words about today's healing call. I have done all the other shackle release calls, and with this one, I saw more visuals. Clearly saw several devices like giant rings through both sides of my jaw, swallowing liquid lead and small chains woven through the top of my spinal column in the back of my neck. And recently, I did the whole lifetime fear clearing, so today's visuals were met with much neutrality. Tonight, more fluid movement and less pain in my back and neck area, in which I usually hear a lot of cracking and grinding. Thank you for these gifts and everything you do for us.
Thank you.
Next one, my cat, Merlin. So cute, and she sent a picture of her cute little cat. My cat, yeah. Merlin, and I thank you so much for the clearings. Major release of pain that has been stuck for years in knees, hips, shoulders, neck, and jaws. I feel 30 years younger.
Oh, how wonderful. That's great.
That is wonderful. And we have several lovely testimonials here, and I want to, for a couple of other things, but I want to just get to the ones about the shackles. So somebody, let me see, wrote in, can someone explain, this is a question more than a testimonial, any effects they noticed from the shackle call on deceased loved ones. So that would be interesting to hear. Oh, and the person that wrote to us yesterday, yes, I'm up and in London. 3 a.m. and listening in London, I set my alarm. And they have a request to visit the butterfly room, so we will definitely do that. Did the shackle call today. That was at 9 p.m. in the UK. And did doze off after the neck work. Thanks for the updates. And thank you for writing in. We appreciate the kind words. Okay, and someone wrote in, my feet feel light. I may go tap dancing tonight. After the show, that is. And I have a lot of energy and an emotional release. And someone else said, laid down the whole time, so relaxed. And then, Ron, can we do another shackle call soon?
Well, we could do one next Saturday if you like. So, you know, if I get some people purchasing it, we could do one next Saturday. It may move you forward more with more healing, you know. We'll see. Yeah, I can say yes on that. Same time, same station, everything else, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, I think that would be just wonderful, Ron. Thank you very much. So we'll do, again, 2 hours at 1 p.m., and let me just look on the calendar. So that's June 3rd, Saturday again at 1, and that could be follow-up if you were on the call today, but may people come on it that missed the call today as well.
Yeah, and people may want to move a little further. As your body heals during the week, and we can go a little deeper maybe with people. So, yeah, it feels good to me to do another one, you know, back-to-back like this. So otherwise, it would probably take me, you know, maybe 3 months to do it over. So I'd rather do it now if people want to do that. Back to you.
Okay. I would think that I think that's fantastic. I can speak for myself, and I can't imagine, you know, people are anything but happy about that. So we'll do the same thing. I don't know if we'll be able to get it up quickly on the website, but as always, you can always do the donation through PayPal and then send your receipt to Ron or to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll probably do a different PIN number, and we'll send that out to you. Okay, so someone just wrote back in feedback on the shackle call. I had two deceased loved ones on the call as well. So I don't know if they're sure yet if they have any, you know, if they have any feeling about what was going on there. It was interesting that you mentioned chain to feet. Oh, okay. So this person is saying they felt chained to their late husband. And you removed that shackle, Ron, so that's wonderful. What a relief. Thank you. Also strong for me was brain pressure relief.
Hmm.
So that's very interesting that you could, you know, one would be possibly chained to someone deceased.
Yeah.
Okay, and here's another one. Ron, when you cleared the chastity belt 2 or so weeks ago, I felt the energy then, so I knew I had an issue. Thanks for the clearing today. So that's a wonderful reminder. When Ron does clearings on these shows, it is very helpful, and people experience tremendous healing and shifts, but it's sometimes it's not complete because he's just sampling it and, you know, it's not as focused. So this person was correct and they felt something, so then they went a little deeper today and got rid of that, you know, that issue inside of them. So yeah, I think this is terrific, Ron, that we'll be able to do it again next Saturday. I can't think of a nicer way to spend a Saturday afternoon. We have another one just came in. Hi, Ron. The shackle release worked on my ankle. The pain is gone. Thank you so much.
Oh, wonderful. Great.
Yeah, they sounds like there was something physical going on for them that was connected
and
to the energetic chakra.
Happening. Remember, we talk about energetics, but you know, you could be there on a clone replica on a timeline, and you're living physically, and you have that shackle on you, and you are living just like you're living this life here. Well, that's how the clearing works. So it could be energetic, and it can be physical too. So, and you're saving that part of you, whatever has that shackle on it. If it's you physically in the alien agenda, Beyondo, you're taken out of that. You're extricated out, and aliens, are no longer there doing that stuff. You know, we battle them. So there's a lot going on with these calls that, you may not understand. Like I say, sometimes at the actual, I'll just click my finger and healings appear and happen automatically. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of work going on the medical ships and stuff that I'm working with or doing it myself out of time. So, but yeah, it's very nice to hear positive results from people. And, if you have something that was kind of chronic, through a lot of your life and it's gone, it's just such a relief. And I'm very happy to help people with that. So back to you.
Okay. And we got, we just got two more in, as well as some lovely room requests. So thank you for those. Okay. We'll definitely be on the next shackle call. I should have signed up to be absentee. I really tried hard to make it to the call, but was held back by circumstances today. And that doesn't matter, right, Ron? Because can you just explain how they, once you sign up, you're definitely part of the call and receiving the energy?
Yeah. Once you make that payment, you're on the call. Regardless of if you can be on it or not, or something happens where you just physically can't be on it, or power goes out, or whatever. Once you pay for it, automatically you're on that call when the call begins. Oh, back to you.
Okay, great. Okay, another one. Thank you for sending in all these testimonials. Ron, when you removed the shackles from my knees, energy began flowing. When you worked on the ankles and foot energy, it flowed from the foot back to my hip. So for me, the heavy shackles were from my waist to my feet. I was so relaxed, I fell asleep. I'm so thankful for Ron and the light ship here to rescue us. And in big letters, yes, I will be on next Saturday's call as well.
Yeah, that's sweet. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Here's another one. I felt a large metal plate removed from the back of my neck and saw a chain attached being released on today's call. Neck feels so much better. Felt much being released. Foot bath for my feet was great, too.
Wonderful.
Okay. I thought there was one more I may have missed. Okay. I guess that's all for now. Yes. Okay, thank you very much, people, for sending all of those in. And, yes, please. Hi, Ron, yes, please, another shackle call next Saturday. Thank you so very much for the June 3rd, 1 p.m. call next Saturday. And thank you kindly for all you do, and that person has some room requests, so we will definitely go to those rooms. Thank you very much. And I will move on then to a question. Let's see. Uh, Last week, I believe it was, Ron, you gave us the alien parallel past life clearing. I'm trying to think of the exact name, and we have a question about that. It's sort of testimonial in question. And let me just find it here. Wow. Okay. It's because we got in so many emails. Second. Here it is. Alien parallel lifetime removal question. And a testimonial. Dear Ron, I had been feeling very depressed for a few weeks. This was despite being up to date with the whole life clearings. I also ran the depression barcode removal. Then I started the alien parallel lifetime removal clearing a few days back. I ran it for the emotional body clearing, the dark side mind control transmissions clearing, and entity removal clearing. For each clearing, I opened two windows, one for the physical body, one for the spirit. I've cleared 50 lifetimes for the first century so far. My depression has lifted. I feel great. My head feels lighter and my eyes cooler. My question is, what is the minimum number of lifetimes we should clear per century? You had mentioned once that if we did not cover all the lifetimes, the aliens could copy-paste from the remaining lifetimes and recreate our problems. I'm aiming for at least 100 lifetimes per century. I'm wondering if I should aim higher. Thanks and regards.
Sounds pretty reasonable to me. I'd do 150 and just see how that feels. What will happen is, as you start doing the clearing and it gets released from you, each one of those lifetimes, you're probably going to feel at some point where it's not really working, okay? You don't feel any benefit from it. And you might want to do like 25 more after that if you can feel that. Say that plateau or where that energy stopped, and then do more just to make sure. Everybody's a little different, but if you are sensitive enough to feel it, and you know, if you can somehow be able to put on your little wizard hat, you know, we'll call it here, and view your psychic billboard on what it's saying about the clearing that you're having, okay? So you may want to just kind of play with that. Because remember, when you're doing the clearing, your psychic billboard is going to be changing. We don't normally talk about it with the different clearings, but yeah, it does change. Normally, you know, your psychic billboard is like your major issue that you're dealing with and thinking about. But in there also are screens that could be viewed according to your past. So if you're doing a clearing, you know, with the emotions, then, you know, look at it. Maybe you're doing, you know, that the all parallel life one. You're doing, you know, you're up to 100. Then see if you can view your psychic billboard and just see if there's still anything written about you on it. And if there is, then continue on. And if there's not, just do, you know, maybe do like 25 more just to make sure. You may want to try that if you're more sensitive and can view things. And some people don't have that ability. And it's not that it's wrong, that something's wrong with you or whatever, you know. You know, some people can do it and some can't. And it doesn't matter either way if you're highly gifted to see or not. The clearings work anyway. But if you are sensitive enough and you can view your psychic billboard, that will tell you probably how many more you have to do. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, great, and thank you so much for writing in about that and in detail, because I think that's really helpful for people. I want to keep going on that as well, so thank you for that. Okay, we got in more testimonials about the call today. I feel so much freer in my being. I feel healing and strength in my teeth and jaw, and had much help with my sinus and headaches. I was so relaxed after and felt much younger again. Thank you so much, Ron.
Yeah, that's great. There's somebody probably listening So I'm going to do a clearing, and this will work for everybody also. I'll just describe what I'm seeing, okay? I'm seeing somebody where they, I don't know if I'd use the word torture or not. I don't want to do that. But they took the person, and they took the femur, it looks like, and they shortened the femur by about 2 inches. And then they put it back, you know, it healed, and the one leg, now they had a limp before they were walking straight. Okay, so that's what I'm seeing. So I'm going to do a clearing for that right now. And I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to have your leg, you know, stretch 2 inches. And I'm not saying that, you know, you have that in this lifetime, but I am seeing it. So somebody on the call has had that done to them. Let's put it that way. And so what this is going to do is equalize the lengths of your leg, both legs are the same length on your femur. So here we go. Quite interesting. So if you are limping a little bit or something, this might correct it. So here we go. And if you do know about it, you know, this would be great for testimonial. Anyway, here we go. So, so repairing that problem, we'll just make it that so it's very simple. So here we go. I have to count to 100 to move up a bunch of energy here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, everybody, if it's possible, get up and walk. So I want you to walk about 40 steps, not just, you know, half a dozen. Walk about 40 steps, because this is part of the healing process. And we'll be monitoring you, the light shift, and myself, to see how you're doing each time you take a step. So let's do that now, please. And we'll see if we get any people letting us know if that's helped him or not. Well, let's see. I could probably talk a little bit here. You want to talk about something, Ann? If people are walking around, you're out walking too. I'm just kicking back here. Let's see. Tomorrow is our 7-hour conference call. Starts at 10 o'clock Pacific. And it's a wonderful call. We get rid of the critters in you, the alien critters that are inhabiting your body with you. Remember, you're a host. And sometimes these critters can take away from you different parts of your body and your spirit and bring back a clone replica of you. Don't even know that you have a clone finger or something like that. So that's what the call tomorrow is all about. And when you're on these calls, sign up for them, you're on a light shift, but in quarantine for, we'll say, the whole month until the next month's call starts over again. Well, typically, you know, roughly, you know, 4 weeks is, you know, how long, you know, the month would be typically, not always, but, you know, whenever the next one would start is where you would stop if you didn't sign up for the next one. You would be on it after we do the last call, which would be the last third consecutive call for 7 hours. And you're still on it after that time until the next one starts. So, Anne, are you back?
Yes, I'm sorry, Ron. I had hit the mute by accident, but I am. I was walking around, and I felt very good, and like I walked very smoothly. You know, with my gait. Like I think, well, you know, I don't think I had a limp, but I do feel like my, I guess gait is the best word. You know, feels much more powerful.
Wonderful.
Okay, so we still are getting in things from about today's call. So let me go back to that. Oh, and let us know, everybody, how you feel, too, from the healing Ron just did. So someone wrote in, we'll be on the next Shackle call, too. I plan to be on that call Saturday. It's good to go deeper, as you said. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Some requests. Next Saturday, Ron, will you please do releases on the navel and umbilical cord and our rib cage? I'm usually in pain due to a, you know, a body problem, but today, no pain and feeling alive. Blessings, lots of blessings to you. So thank you for that, and I'm glad that you had some pain release.
So maybe they could send it to CLS Questions, and then we'll maybe get together and before the call and see what people have requested. That work
okay,
fine for
right.
you?
Okay, right. I will keep that. And, yes, if anyone has any requests, like somebody on the call today did make that request for the chastity belt, and Ron did that first thing. And but you can send them in, and we'll kind of collect them all week and give them to Ron next Saturday. So he, if there's anything special you want worked on or anything. Well, I said to myself, gee, you did the whole body today, but you never know. So thank you very much for the suggestions. Okay, I'm just getting all these room requests. Thank you so much, people, for all the room requests that you're sending in tonight. So I will. We do have some time, though, for some more questions. Okay, and here's one. The monthly quarantine that you just explained, Ron. When we're in quarantine between the monthly sessions, can we ask for healing?
Well. Typically, no, because you're not on the light shift to go into the healing rooms. You're being worked with by light shift in quarantine. So it's not that they're going to work with you like if you have a sore finger or something. They're trying to find where the alien connection is, taking and stealing you and your spirit, getting rid of these aliens with you. So it's a completely different healing call. Not in the light ship, you're in quarantine. They're strictly working with you in darkness, taking the stuff away. Oh, back to you. But it is possible that maybe, that might, they might stumble upon something that might help you with what your request is that you're thinking that you want to have fixed. Because the aliens are there. Maybe you have, a finger that's not real. And they'll look for that finger out there in the beyond all, as much as they can go there and look for it, and get rid of the alien that took it, and also what's taken, what's holding that finger together in your hand. And so that's what they do, is work with that energy. They try to bring you back into more spiritual perfection of light, according to your blueprint, and repairing your blueprint, too. As far as requesting something like a healing, like we're doing tonight, in about probably 5 minutes, no, you can't do that. This is a whole different healing process.
Right, and a good reminder for everybody to be prepared to request their specific healing. Today, we talked about that a lot last night. Okay, I'm just lining up all our rooms here to go to. And somebody wrote in about, okay, the healing that you just did for us, Ron. Simply amazing. My legs were jumping around the first 50 count. Feels very smooth to walk now. Thanks, Ron. And, oh, yeah, the ribs came up for me, too, on today's call near the end. Okay, very interesting. So I think, yes, near the end you said, you know, there could be internal things. Somebody wrote in, I'm the one with the short leg. It was me with the short right leg that was my healing request on the shackle call. The light being has balanced both legs, walking without limping. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you to Ron and all the light beings. I am walking.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, it was the right leg. I don't know if I mentioned that. I could have. I don't know. I don't, you know, being out of time. But, yeah, it was the right leg that I, you know, saw. So I'm very happy for you. Blessings.
Yes, that's fantastic. Okay, someone sent in pain relief water testimonial. I was cutting up a hot pepper and accidentally rubbed my eye near the end of the call. I flooded the eye with water, no relief, until I used the pain relief water, and immediately the burning stopped.
Great.
I'm not surprised at all to hear that. And I was noticing yesterday, boy, when I'm drinking just plain water, it doesn't taste good. I'm very spoiled by the Creation Lightship water. Question, how long will it last? The water that we charged today, will it last until midnight or for 24 hours from when we started?
It's typically midnight, but we'll just say 24 hours. So it'll work till when the call started today, so just put the same time in if you're looking at your water. And we'll just say 24 hours.
Okay. Someone else wrote in about the healing that you just did. Thank you so much, Ron, for the healing just now. My right hip always bothered me, and it was hurting to walk. After the healing just now, my hip feels balanced. It does not hurt anymore, and it's kind of buzzing with energy, and walking feels much smoother. Thank you. Thank you. You're amazing.
Yeah, the energy, for the people that had an effect, it'll still be with, you're still in process of the healing, okay? So I would say maybe in 4 hours, it'll probably be completed for everybody. Oh, wonderful.
Well, Ron, that is so very generous of you after all the healing that you did today, and so many people are healing, feeling that healing, even me, and I had no real issue, but I do feel a difference, like, I don't know, my posture is better or something. So thank you. Okay, it is... Sure, I was just going to say, if you want to go to the... Okay. Ron?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you say you want to go to the light ship now?
I want 3 minutes. We'll
oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. You faded out. So let me. I can ask one more question then. I was listening to a show from May 16th, 2012, where you spoke of implants going off in people as you speak to them. Certain words can activate them. It finally makes sense to me. I keep to myself mostly. However, there are times when I get drawn into a conversation. I keep it light and try not to say too much, which is kind of sad in itself. I leave feeling the conversation went well. Then the next time I see the person, it's like they hate me. This happens often. I must have put off some alarms. At least that's what I will tell myself now.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, and... I was going to say, someone else was just asking, how can you tell if somebody is a person, a real person, or a clone? And it kind of kind of related to what that person said, isn't it?
Yep.
I think that person might be dealing with some clones. If they're really changeable like that. And I think, I thought they were going to say the person forgot what they even talked about, because that's a very, you know, clone thing. Oh, someone has, this is a good question, will the leg healing work on the archives? I have someone who could use this.
I would say no.
Okay. All righty.
Should we go to the light ship?
Yes.
Hey, here we go. So, you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plant. And if you're listening to an archive right now, you will be feeling peace energy. And here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And going into the hot tub room is to help you detoxify. Different color gels are in the hot tubs, all different colors. So, you know, I'm seeing one that actually has, like, rainbow colors in it. That's kind of interesting. So, anyway, we're in those. We're going into the mud bathroom. I'm seeing orange mud. So here we go. And I'll just ask you, Ann, for some requests. So what rooms can we go into? And you want to request one healing, everybody. For each room, and that's all that it takes. So here we go.
Okay, the first one is the butterfly room.
Butterflies, here we go. So, and you can ride them if you wish. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And in fact, what I'm going to do is, since the person is overseas who requested the butterflies, I'll have everybody, if you wish to ride butterflies when the show ends, you'll be on the light ship. This is your own choice for an hour, and you can ride butterflies or a butterfly and request healing too. So when the show ends, it'll end probably about 5 after. So we'll just figure that at 55 minutes later, okay, straight up on the hour, when you'll be coming back from the light ship, and you can ride your butterfly. So here we go, more butterfly energy for everybody. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room.
Lavender fields.
Here we go. Oh, bring that energy into you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room.
The pineapple and palm tree room.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that would probably taste pretty good. So let's go to the food court, everybody. And we'll have some pineapple, if you'd like that. So here we go, going there. And we're getting all morsels here. Of pineapple, so going underneath your tongue right now. You may feel your saliva changing, and you can get as many as you like, many little samples. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next location, Anne?
Well, someone said puppies and kittens. I don't know if they'd be in the same room or if that's two different rooms.
It will be two separate rooms, yes. So here we go.
Okay.
Well, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie dokie.
Okay. Baby elephants.
Okay, here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, please request your healing.
The centrifuge room.
This room is used to help release really stubborn energies that have hung on to you. So here we go. Think of your issue, whatever that would be.
And here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to release this from you if you can. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room.
Magnetic mattress beds for joint pain release.
Okay. So here we go. And I'm going to lay on a specially created just for you magnetic bed, different types of magnets. We also have the floating magnets on top of you right now. And they're going into your body and coming out and finding locations where you have maybe some type of pain. And you're laying on this particular mattress. So here we go. Stronger, stronger. I'll count to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. Okay, next room.
Pink salt caves for respiratory enhancement.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, that wonderful salt coming our way. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do two more rooms, and we'll come back.
Okay, someone made a request for energetic braces. Is there, you know, you have given us those in the past. Is there a room for that?
I'll do one for your hips if that's what you would like. So here we go. Some energetic braces on side of your legs, well, your sides, the front and back, and then one on your tailbone. Here we go, activating that now for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, one more room yet?
We did the centrifuge room.
Yes.
Okay, how about the horse room?
Horses? Okay, here we go. Here comes the horse energy. Your choice of what type of horse you'd like to have. And here we go. Male, female, or big and small, tall, whatever, organic feet, whatever it would be for you. So here we go. Stronger, bringing that into you. And you're going to be on the horse riding it. So stronger, stronger. There's three of them. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll come back. We're not coming back from the light ship for maybe an hour and 10 minutes here approximately. So let's go up there right now. And when the call guest show ends, you'll still be on the light ship for, say, 55 minutes approximately. Enjoy your butterfly that you're riding on now on request healing. So back to you, Ann.
That is such a wonderful gift to us, Ron. Thank you so much. And, yes, remember, everyone, the butterfly is a healer, a doctor, just like all the light beings. So keep talking to the light being and tell them what's going on with you. So thank you for that. So do we have energetic braces on our hips, Ron? Because that is a wonderful thing you have given us in the past, and I was thinking that we have so many new people, they might not know what that is, and maybe you could explain it a bit.
Well, it stabilizes you, so you have just like these braces put on you, but they actually touch the ground. So they could come and connect to the ground maybe at a, let's say a 30-degree angle. Well, that's all around your waist now and your tailbone. If you walk, you should feel like you're really stable. Well, back to you.
Okay, that's great. And how long do those last?
It'll last today.
Okay.
Oh, so, you know, if you're overseas, then it'll last the whole day for you. Otherwise, here it'll last till midnight. Well, back to you.
Okay. So we had a listener asking about addictions, and Ron does have a whole life addiction clearing available on his website. Ron's website is creationlightship.com, in case you've never been to that. It's really wonderful. In the case of whatever issues are going on, Ron always suggests you start with the emotional healing. But if anybody has any testimonials about having done the addiction clearing and how they felt afterwards, we would welcome you sending that in, and that might be helpful for this listener who has a question about addiction and getting rid of that.
And also, if you do have addictions, entities, you should be doing that at the same time. The entities could be coming into you, and be your host, and they may want your addiction. Maybe they've been with you for a long time, and it's hard to get an addiction released when the entity is controlling you. So you want to do entity clearings along with your addiction clearing. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. I missed somebody's room request. Maybe you can send that in again next week. They asked if there's a carousel or amusement park on the lightship. Is there, Ron?
It could be created, but probably won't have any type of healing with that, because you have to have a light being to do that.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be more like entertainment. That's not on the
lightship. Right. Okay. Okay, someone wrote in about the shackle call. My feet and legs feel so light, I think I can tap dance like I did as a child after that shackle release and the healing Ron just did.
That's great.
Yes. And someone saying, can anyone verbalize what was the effect of doing the call, the shackle call, in relation to a soul family member having shackles released? So I think people are sharing a lot and about the shackle call, so that's fine, because all of our listeners are really good at helping each other with the clearings.
Yeah, I would think they probably wouldn't know until probably a week or two as the energy declines. So that's the way I would look at that, and see if anybody sends something maybe in a week or two.
Okay. So our lovely listener from London, lightship healing tonight is amazing. Worth waking up in London. Thank you for the butterflies for the entire hour. Feels amazing.
You're very welcome.
Yes, and thank you again for the kind words. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. Now, we do have, so just to remind everybody, whether you are on today's shackle removal call or not, Ron's going to do it again next Saturday, June 3rd at 1 p.m. And, of course, we'll again have the trip to the lightship that Saturday evening, and that'll be birthday parties, which are so nice. Today we had pineapple on the lightship, and that was really fun. And next week it'll be a birthday celebration from everyone who has a birthday in the month of June. So, but we have another announcement, which is also very fun and exciting, and a listener wrote in to remind us that next month, June, is when Ron has, for the past couple of years, done the organ restoration call. And that is a very exciting healing call, where he goes through all of our organs, and it's a three-hour call. It's very powerful and very intense, and we'll continue to talk about it as we get closer to the date. But for those of you who want to prepare and mark it on your calendar, it's going to be Saturday, June 24th at 1 in the afternoon, and the cost for that is $50. So I know that I am greatly looking forward to that, and probably a lot of people are greatly looking forward to that. Okay, another testimonial.
Yeah.
I felt very energized during the day today and was finally inspired to move a bunch of old junk out and trash out of the yard that was weighing me down just looking at it. I feel even more freedom having done both the call and to declutter at the same time.
So on the next call that we're doing, the one on the 23rd, don't purchase it yet. We're sending out an email probably next week. So, you know, with the codes and stuff on it. So don't do anything quite yet. Wait maybe a couple of weeks or so until we get everything in place.
Right, right. And, you know, next week is the Shackle call, so we'll concentrate on that. And it's the 24th, Ron, June 24th.
Okay, yeah, great.
Ooh, wow, I'm just so beyond peaceful and relaxed here, Ron. It's amazing. We got a nice thank you from somebody for the bites and stings clearing that you did last night for us. And I guess we're still basically working with a light being healer right now, so we don't need any other healings, do we, until you do the mind to heart drop, which we probably don't need either because we're all so peaceful. So let me go back.
That probably is correct. So you would need it, you know, in an hour from now, we'll say. But right now, you're already there. And so you can experience being peaceful in the now because you're on the light ship. So what do we have? About 5 minutes to go, Ann?
Yes, we do. Okay. I'm just looking because we do have more questions in the... Oh, and a lot of people requested the word list of things that actually all the listeners put together a list the last time we did the Shackle call of words like shackle, imprisonment, prison, that we can clear on the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept. And so if you didn't get a copy of that document several months ago when we did the Shackle call and you would like to get it to add to today's clearings, just send an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com and we'll send that out. A lot of people did ask for it last night. Oh, and also last night, somebody mentioned protective items from things that you can buy that are clear, you know, protect you from electromagnetic field. And you said, Ron, a lot of those are kind of dubious and you don't, you know, not sure that they're even working. So someone wrote in a suggestion that if you have items like that, it would be great to do the object clearing on them.
Yeah, that would neutralize them, yes.
Yeah, and I think they're, you know, I have to look at it again, but you can activate something for electromagnetic field protection. So that's a really excellent suggestion. And also we talked about the Merkaba purchasing the Merkaba picture last night, and I mentioned you can look on the divinely activated pictures, but then I realized I may not have been clear. That one is not on there. So what you would do is send Ron an email. It's a $20 donation. That's $15 for the picture and $5 for mailing, and you can do that through the donation button if you want to purchase that. And Ron will send it to you, and then he will call you to activate the picture of the Merkaba personally for you. And it's like it's your Merkaba then, right, Ron? And your own Merkaba gets activated.
It's unique to you, yes. Uh-huh. It is,
yeah,
you.
That's really wonderful. Okay. Oh, and also on the space clearing, thank you, listener. Someone wrote in to remind me there is an electromagnetic field protection link on there as well. Yeah, the space clearing is really fantastic. I think, you know, certainly if you move or you go into a new office or something like that at work, it's great to do, but I also think it's good to update it every few months or so where you live just to get everything all cleared out, especially if you have company and they're bringing in questionable energies. Okay, so again, next weekend, and tomorrow, I guess you did say this, Ron, at 10 a.m., there's still time to sign up for that if you'd like to join us on the 8-hour, or rather 7-hour healing call. And that's it. I think we're ready to say goodnight, Ron.
So I'll do the Mind a Heart Drop, just so that you hear that, and maybe a new listener or something. So I want to write this down. All the archives will have this at the very end of it for the last probably couple of years. So always doing this. So here we go. To refresh you, you have to command your spirit out loud. So here's what you do. You say, and now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, dump them into my heart. And here we go. We count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And if you're sensitive, you can actually feel your thoughts leaving your head, going into your heart. And that's why we do it 3 times for people that maybe are from Missouri, you know. So here we go. Dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Everybody, if you'd like, you could send us a testimonial on how it was to ride your butterfly for an hour. That's the CLS questions at Yahoo. So bye, everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Ann. Of course, thank you, listeners there. So we'll see you later, and hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow. Bye, everyone.